Douglas Adams playing the monster Agrajag in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy for radio. Dirk, it's available online, is that right, on BBC?
Yeah, in fact, the new series is streaming right now. You can log on to www.bbc.co.uk/hitchhikers. And you will find that you can listen to this week's episode that aired just tonight in the UK and keep right up to date. And in fact, they're now running for, well, they're on the second of eight episodes, which conclude the whole saga. So they're running on the website weekly, streamed audio, until, 7 weeks' time. So you can hear how the story turns out. If you've seen the movie and you want to find out how it turns out, catch it in its most visual form.
So now,
plugging your ears into the BBC.
So these are actually, you're going back to the original scripts and redoing the whole story, is that what it is?
No, we're not actually not. We're finishing the story.
It's kind
of like going back and finishing the story of Captain Kirk and the classic Star Trek crew with Mr. Shatner and co, you know, as they are now. No, it's all, these are new stories based on the books that were sequels to the original radio show. So at the end of the day, what you're going to end up with is a trilogy of five radio series, which is how Douglas liked to do things, which tell the whole story. Now, the thing is that the first two series from the late 70s aren't available in the United States at the moment, but we're going to try and sort that out. There's some copyright problems with the music that was used. That's going to get sorted, and I think that'll be available next year. So hopefully, eventually, it'll all be available in audio.
Is that Eagles song?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yes. There's an Eagles song, the track Journey of the Sorcerer, we've now re-recorded so that we've got round the slight problem there. But you can get the last three series in the States, or you will be able to soon. The first two will take a little longer, but hey, that's the way Douglas liked to do things. You know, time doesn't exist in a straight line, it's on many layers, so why not start in the middle and work your way backwards?
Well now, how long does it take for you to put each episode together?
Well, I suppose you might say about 2 weeks writing, three for a half hour episode, then just one day in the studio to record half an hour's worth of stuff with the cast, which is pretty hair-raising.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it gives you a few grey hairs, you know.
What's your biggest challenge with this?
Pardon?
What is your biggest challenge with putting this together?
This particular last series was putting eight shows together in 10 weeks, when we're doing a sound balance that's as near to a movie as we can get it, with the same number of tracks and the same level of Foley, sound effects, music, and layers of acting. Also, we've been mixing into Dolby 5.1, so surround cinema sound. So we really have been pushing the envelope. So yeah, I've been needing a lot of tea lately, and stronger things.
Dirk, did you have a lot of freedom in adapting the books and kind of doing what you want?
Series last year, we've done three new series. The series we did last year, I'd promised Douglas faithfully I would stick to the book, and I did. And I think in a kind of a way, the result was good, if a little bit stodgy, you know, because one sticks too closely to source material, you know, it tends to be a little bit stiff. But it was good. It was funny stuff because it's Hitchhikers. But this time around, I hadn't given that promise to Douglas because we'd never really discussed these last two books. And I have a style which is quite fast-moving and action-packed. I never let no picture be a barrier to painting a picture. So I've really gone for it this time. And from my personal point of view, these two series really do, you know, work for me. And also, it's been very interesting, tonight's episode, when I was looking later on the website, the fans really are going for these. I think we've kind of hit Hitchhiker's form for the 21st century this time.
Well, that's nice.
Great. Well, actually, we do have one last clip. It's the cricket song. We're going to end with the cricket song in the tertiary phase. Could you just introduce this?
Well, I should explain that in the book, the cricket song, Douglas describes these people on this planet who are peace-loving, murderous aliens, if that makes any sense at all. You have to catch the tertiary phase to get the concept. It's actually supposed to be the ultimate song that if Paul McCartney wrote the ultimate song, this would probably be it. So that was the brief we gave to Philip Pope, who was writing a musical parody, or pastiche, I should say, because we don't want to make fun of Sir Paul. And the result was the cricket song. And I think he got Paul McCartney's style pretty good, really.
Well, Dirk, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and thank you for the fish.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
It was so glad that you could join us this evening, and we've been talking with Dirk Maggs, and we'll close with this tune.
The cricket song.
The cricket song. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Mark Wexler, and we're going to talk about his film, Tell Them Who You Are. Dirk, best of luck with Hitchhiker's Guide, and keep us posted.
Thank you, Mark. I will.
All righty. Cheers.
Take care.
Nothing is about to attack you here. This is where it all started. The place itself. Cricket. As it was 10 billion years ago.
There aren't any stars.
Shh. Listen and watch.
And everything's so nice.
The masters of cricket.
And everyone's so happy. Beneath the ink black sky.
Yes. Well, they seem nice enough. Not that I trust appearances anymore.
I'm under her spell. We walked hand in hand above the grass. Then in the dark we kissed.
What a strange song. They're beneath the inked black skies, hand in hand above the grass. Not under the moon or beneath the stars, as you might expect. I suppose because it's so black overhead.